Hello, and welcome to Beyond the Text, a conning podcast featuring insights from our experts. Join me as I sit with conning analysts and industry guests to explore recent publications, unpack emerging trends, and share perspectives on the forces shaping the insurance industry. I'm your host, Alyssa Gittleman, the head of marketing and communications here at Conning. Today, we're diving into our latest viewpoint, funding agreements, strategic capital for a new insurance era. For those who have not read this, the full viewpoint is available on our website, conning.com. Joining me today is Jen Roop, a director here at Conning and the author of this paper.
Thanks for having me here, Alyssa.
Thank you for joining us. Together, we plan to unpack why funding agreements are becoming such an important tool for insurers navigating today's market. John, let's start with the big picture. The annuity market has been booming lately. Record-breaking sales, strong consumer demand. What's really driving all this growth?
We're seeing a combination of tailwinds, demographics, higher rates, and consumers seeking guaranteed income. That's really pushing up sales to record levels. And with MYGAs now quoted at 5%, even 6% or more, it's a fantastic deal for consumers, but a real challenge for insurers trying to generate profitable returns.
Right. So what you're saying is it's great news for retirees, but tougher for carriers. And how are insurers navigating that profitability squeeze?
Yeah, they're moving into higher yielding, illiquid assets largely, especially private credit. In fact, our earlier 2025 investment risk survey shows about 60% of life insurers expect to hold at least 15% of their portfolios in private credit within 2 years.
Wow, so public bonds alone aren't enough. Are insurers now relying more on other sources to meet their needs?
Yeah, that's right. Public spreads are simply just too tight to support competitive credit rates on their own. Insurers need to draw from a wider investment toolkit. Insurers are increasingly sourcing excess premium through illiquidity, structural complexity, and differentiated asset origination, areas that can be or that can offer better alignment with liabilities and more attractive risk-adjusted returns.
But this is where the story is getting tricky, right? You highlighted in the paper that traditional annuities don't line up neatly with those investments. Could you unpack that a bit?
Sure. Traditional deferred annuities often have features, surrender features, or MVAs. So when rates rise, policyholders behave in ways that insurers really can't predict. Our research shows surrender rates can spike to nearly 3 times higher for MVA contracts once surrender charges expire. That creates liquidity strain and reinvestment risk for insurers.
Interesting. So you've got insurers investing in long-term private credit, but the liabilities funding those investments might walk out the door at exactly the wrong time.
That's exactly the mismatch. And it's amplified because MVAs are often tied to public bond indices, which really don't reflect the private credit portfolios insurers are increasingly building.
So this is a great time to bring us to funding agreements, because this is where we're seeing a very different approach emerging. For listeners who might not be familiar, what are funding agreements and why does this solve that mismatch?
Yep, so funding agreements are a contract between an insurance company and an investor, where the insurance company promises predictable, fixed payments over a specified period of time without risk of policyholder mortality or morbidity. They look very much like a bond, but due to some key distinctions, they're treated as an insurance liability through a deposit-type contract. Unlike deferred annuities, which have policyholder behavior risk of surrender, today's funding agreements are typically non-withdrawable and without optionality. That makes them very predictable liabilities, perfectly suited to support illiquid, long-duration assets.
So no surprise withdrawals, no liquidity headaches. That sounds like a much cleaner alignment with investment strategy.
Exactly. And beyond stability, they bring 3 key benefits. It's capital efficiency, because they're often treated more favorably from a capital standpoint. Operational simplicity, because you don't need the same retail distribution networks or marketing that you do with traditional annuities. And scalability. Issuance can be scaled up or down depending on the investment opportunities the insurer is seeing.
So really, they're tailor-made for insurers that want to grow without constantly worrying about policyholder behavior. Now, another area you highlighted in this paper is funding agreement-backed securities, or FABS, FABS. For listeners who may not be as familiar, can you explain what they are and how the market has evolved?
Sure. Yep. FABs are structured debt investments where funding agreements serve as the underlying collateral. They've been around for decades, but after the GFC, the market has really evolved. Greater oversight, stronger collateralization, and better ALM practices, really.
So they went from being a bit opaque and risky to more transparent and disciplined, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Today, about 85% of the market is in medium-term notes, but we're seeing growing use of shorter-term structures like funding agreement-backed commercial paper, that's FABCP, and even FABRs, that's funding agreement-backed repurchase agreements. FABRs are still relatively new, but they already make up close to 8% of the outstanding issuance.
That's interesting. So insurers are not only tapping deeper pools of capital, but doing it in ways that give them flexibility across maturities. So if I step back, insurers are under pressure to offer higher guarantees, compete for flows, and generate stronger returns. What's the biggest takeaway from your research?
Yeah, we found the key is alignment. So if insurers are going to lean into private markets, and we found they really have to, then they need to have liabilities that won't undermine that strategy. Traditional annuities carry too much behavioral risk. Funding agreements, by contrast, are stable, scalable, and align with modern investment-led insurance models.
So really, it's all about building platforms that are not just profitable, but also resilient. And funding agreements should be part of that toolkit.
That's exactly right.
Great. So at the end of the day, it really is about helping insurers navigate growth more strategically. Funding agreements are powerful tools, but they need thoughtful design and management. At Conning, we combine research, investment capabilities, and modeling expertise to help insurers evaluate what works best for them. That's why we're highlighting this. It's a growing area where we can partner to position clients for long-term success. John, that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much for joining me. And thank you all to our listeners for joining us on Beyond the Text. As I mentioned earlier, this viewpoint is available on conning.com. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out on our website. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and join us next time as we stay up to date on exploring trends shaping the insurance industry. Thank you.